Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is August 1st, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Relationship between ambulatory pulmonary artery pressures and heart failure hospitalizations in patients with chronic heart failure. This study demonstrated that baseline systolic, diastolic, and mean pulmonary artery pressures, along with their changes from baseline to 6 months, were independent predictors of a heart failure hospitalization within 2 years. The analysis, drawn from CardioMEMS data, including the CHAMPION study, identified these ambulatory hemodynamic markers as crucial indicators. These findings established the prognostic utility of continuous pulmonary artery pressure monitoring in patients with chronic heart failure. This information is vital for identifying individuals at elevated risk of future decompensation. Article number 2. Higher emergency department diuretic dosing for acute heart failure associated with lower risk of hospitalization. This study found that higher initial diuretic dosing in the emergency department for acute heart failure was associated with a lower risk of hospital admission. The retrospective cohort analysis identified this association as crucial for managing acute decompensation. Results established an important link between early aggressive diuretic therapy and improved patient outcomes. This demonstrates that judicious higher dosing at presentation can significantly impact hospitalization rates. Article number 3. Hospital referral region dissimilarity and black-white differences in heart failure outcomes among Medicare beneficiaries. This study utilized U.S. Medicare data to identify hospitalizations among black and white patients with heart failure. The analysis revealed that hospital referral region dissimilarity was associated with significant black-white differences in heart failure outcomes, including mortality and rehospitalization rates. These findings underscore how geographic segregation of care influences racial disparities in cardiovascular health. The data demonstrated specific patterns of care delivery affecting health equity among Medicare beneficiaries. Article number 4. Cardiogenic shock in heart transplant recipients, a multicenter cohort study with matched analysis. This multicenter study characterized the prognosis of heart transplant recipients experiencing graft failure-related cardiogenic shock occurring at least 1 month post-transplantation. Researchers identified key predictors of one-year event-free survival within this specific patient population. The analysis also compared these outcomes to those of patients with other etiologies of cardiogenic shock. This research provides critical insights into the management and risk stratification for this complex and high-risk cohort. Article number 5. Beyond the STEMI paradigm, expanding the scope of microaxial flow pump and cardiogenic shock. This study compared clinical profiles, management strategies, and outcomes between patients with acute myocardial infarction-related cardiogenic shock and those with non-ischemic cardiogenic shock supported by microaxial flow pumps. The retrospective analysis, encompassing Impella CP and 5.5 devices, established distinct differences in patient characteristics and therapeutic responses based on cardiogenic shock etiology. Results showed that outcomes and management varied significantly between these two groups. This research expands the understanding of microaxial flow pump utility beyond acute myocardial infarction-related cases, informing tailored therapeutic strategies. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.